For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality.
Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 143.
Oh, 143. That used to be the text page code for I love you.
Oh.
For all of you who are not old like me.
I had a teal green see-through pager for one month before I got a cell phone. I was like, why do I have this?
Yes. We used to have pagers as our means of communication. And when you would get a page or a beep, then you would have to find a payphone and call somebody back. But if you just wanted to send a message, you just put 143 and that meant I love you.
Try to find a payphone now, girl.
Ugh, forget it. There's none on earth anywhere around here. I'll tell you that. That
you would call somebody and you would stand by that payphone hoping they would
call you back.
And then someone could be like, no, I'm expecting a call.
Somebody's going to call me back.
I'm expecting a call.
Those were the days.
Right?
Oh my God.
How are you? What's new?
I am good. Nothing new. Obviously, coming off of a crazy week because we had 4th of July, short work week, lots going on, shows interrupted. I did go to the fair to see Patti LaBelle.
So that was
wild and fun and crazy. It was 100 degrees.
I wish she would recreate when she tried to sing the Christmas song or whatever that when she was.
Oh,
like,
no.
Remember there's no backup singers? She's like, where's my cue cards? Make my cue cards faster.
Oh, no.
I watch that every year.
Just recently, she was on the BET Awards.
Didn't she mess up the tribute to Tina Turner or something?
She royally mess up is not even the actual way to describe. She could not see the monitors.
Oh God.
And did not bother to learn the words. So she started to sing. It was Simply the Best.
Simply the Best. Yeah, I could sing it right now.
That was the only word she knew. So she was like, not saying the words, just making the tone with her mouth.
Oh God.
And then was like, help me out, everybody. And then at one point she's saying, this is what happens when you can't read the monitor.
She gives no fucks.
No. And everybody in the place is just like, you're giving a tribute to fucking Tina Turner, like the queen. And you are doing botched it.
I watch that Christmas performance every year without fail.
I mean, she's fantastic. So I was nervous because I thought, oh my God, what is this about to be like? Because
also, she's at the Marin County Fair.
Yeah. This year was quite a lineup. So they had Blue Oyster Cult the first night, Exposé the second night, Patti LaBelle the third night, Stephen Marley the fourth, and Melissa Etheridge to close it out on the fourth.
Not Melissa Epcom.
Yes. Yes.
Over and over again.
The flags were flying. Let me just say that.
And it was almost Pride. Girl, bye. Yes. Melissa Etheridge.
No, there was drag queens. Everybody was there.
I saw two different bands I've never been back. One of them was Wilson motherfucking Phillips.
I would see him every time.
And it might have been the greatest night of my life.
Yes.
And whatchamacallit? I Want to Sex You Up.
Oh, Color Me Bad.
I saw Color Me Bad at the fair.
Color Me Bad was my first concert.
Sam Waters. Yep. I used to serve them all the time. To My Regret. Yes. I love me some To My Regret.
Yep. Wild Foxers.
Mm-hmm. She had a song called Raindrops Will Fall. I'll have to play it for you sometime. It's a ballad. You'll have to sing.
Oh. Yeah. No,
as I do a tough time. You can't find it on any streaming service, though. It's gone.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Well, so that's what I did. I went to the fair. I ate corn dogs.
Corn dogs, plural.
Yeah, I had two corn dogs.
Oh, okay. Get it, girl.
Mustard. That's what I want to eat. So mustard. Instead of normally every year I get a turkey leg. This year I said, I don't want a turkey leg because I don't want to carry it around, but I do want corn dogs. And so I got one corn dog and then Marcus got a corn dog, but then he didn't want his corn dog. So I got two corn dogs.
Get it. Why didn't he want it after all that?
Because then he got other things and he was like, no, I have too many things. So it's okay.
Sounds like my kind of orderer. That's how yes. I bring it all. And if I eat it,
every time we walk past something, he's like, "Ooh, they have ceviche. Oh, they have this.
Ceviche at the fair.
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
That's not recommended.
And then obviously they have funnel cakes. And it's like, well, we're going to share that. So let's just eat this first and then go back. But then I went to get a funnel cake and saw they had Dole Whip.
Oh, gosh.
I know. You know how I feel about Dole Whip. It was a lot. I am a person that is too overstimulated when there's too many food choices. It's really hard to choose. So I did that. I didn't really watch a lot of things because obviously it was, holiday, but obviously watched Kardashians. We finally had the resolution to the end of the Kourtney Kim fight, or so I think, or hope. But they finally had their sit down and talked about it. And it was a little dicey for a second, but nothing like the slap heard around the world. So it was resolved well. And then it was actually interesting. Kris Jenner got one of those live scans where they scan your whole body and tell you if they find anything. And so that was interesting. So it was like, oh, are they going to find something? Like, let's see. But they didn't. She's healthy. They said she has the body of a 40-year-old.
Did they show her new hip?
Yes, they could see that. And then it was the wrap up of the episode. It was the birthday party where everybody dressed up like Kris Jenner.
Oh yeah.
So that was it. That was wild and a little bit crazy.
I'm a couple eps behind.
Yeah, it was good. It was, nothing crazy, but it was fun. So I watched that. What else? I started watching, what is it called? Now I'm going to lose my, it's on Netflix. I'm totally blanking on the name. That's terrible. But it's the mother takes her daughter to the hospital. It's kind of sad. She takes her daughter to the hospital and then they keep the daughter and the mom's trying to like fight for her back and they keep her. And then the mom ends up killing herself because she can't live without her daughter. Jeez. I was like came across it and it was like, oh, I've heard a lot of people talking about this. So I thought I'd start it, and I was like, nope, this is not the time. I can't watch this.
Did you ever watch The Mother with Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, I did.
Oh, you? How was it?
It was good.
I like her. I should watch.
I love her. That. She gives that enough vibes where she's just love like it. Built.
She can do no wrong in my book. I'll watch Made in Manhattan. I'll watch Enough. I'll watch anything you can get.
No. She can fight. She does the whole thing. And then I was going to watch Flaming Hot, but I fell asleep. So I'm going to try to watch that because I'm really interested in the story.
I started it and I was like, there was like too much jumping around and subbed. And I was like, I didn't give it a shot.
I just want to know the story because it's like, well, this is a true story of how these Flaming Hot chips came about that's killing all our children. So I want to know.
Why are they killing the children?
Well, it's bad for your stomach. That shit's hot. It eats up holes in your stomach. Yes. Yeah. All these spicy chips. Because that's all the kids are eating these days and people are getting sick.
No, man.
You eat too much hot chips. That's bad for you.
I watched a ton of everything, so you didn't have to. I watched Avatar finally.
You had 3 hours to spare?
I had plenty of time. Well, and I got my new TV, so I was like, well, I want to check out the screen. Like, what else can you watch but Avatar?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's visually stunning. However, I was not paying attention to the story at all. I think what throws me off is that, like, I can't differentiate the blue people.
Oh, okay.
So what I liked was, like, in the first one, like, when they transitioned from human into the blue people, whatever you want to, avatars, I guess they're called. Like, at least you knew, like, oh, that's Sigourney Weaver, that's Sam Waters. You know, like, you.
Yes.
You knew who they were.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, I didn't get that because like they were kids and they were born as the avatar. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like water avatars and land avatars now. And I had to like,
yes, it's green like the way of blue. Water now.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. But there was water last time, wasn't there?
I don't think, not like this.
I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it again. I can't guarantee anything. It didn't do it for me. It was visually stunning though. I will say that.
Okay.
I also, back to Greg's new episode of I Watch Things So You Don't Have To, watched Renfield.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch that. Your thoughts?
Okay, so I was hoping for like a Cocaine Bear moment where I was like, wow, this is extremely entertaining. I didn't get that. It had some jokes, like it was kind of funny. I like Nicholas Holt. I like Nick Cage. Like I'm down with all that. It was kind of dumb. Not shocking.
Oh, kind of dumb.
It's a little gory for what it is, I guess.
Oh.
Like it's kind of like the Nicolas Cage side of things is a little bit gory, but it's, I think it just tries to like edge it up a little bit from like the kind of the comedy of it all. I don't know. It was interesting. I wouldn't recommend it, but I guess like if you want to see it, it's not like, it was pretty quick. I just turned it on and it was on. So nothing crazy. I tried to start Based on a True Story.
Oh, yes. I want to watch that too.
I got a couple episodes in. It's very flight attendant-ish for me.
Oh,
it's a little dark. It's a little jumpy. I was also tired, so I might try to give it another shot. I think I got 3 or 4 episodes in. There's a lot of like, I hate this about the show. There's a lot of like non-reality moments where like she's dreaming or something she thinks is going to happen doesn't happen, but like they show it. So I have a really hard time of like, what is her imagination and what is actually happening in the storyline?
Got it. Okay. I feel you.
There's a lot of, that, which reminded me of the flight attendant, right? Like a lot of stuff happening.
Yes.
Like, oh, is she imagining this? I mean, I would say it's like almost an identical character.
Well, I did love the first season of Flight Attendant.
Yeah. I didn't watch the second season yet. But then we got to the good stuff. Which is Claim to Fame.
Oh man.
I mean, wild to me is that like, okay, so we all know the like the flip out heard around the world. I can't even describe it to you. You have to watch it because
she's screaming.
It's Tom Hanks's niece.
Now, did they ever establish if it's his niece from his from Rita Wilson or from his side?
I think it's his side.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
They normally try to stick with like blood.
Got it. Okay.
Because otherwise she would have been like Rita Wilson's niece, you know? I don't know.
Right.
But so she holds it together. And then when she's off camera, I guess she thought she was done, but her mic was still on.
Oh,
and she's full on loose, like, I deserve more camera time. Do you know who my uncle is?
Well, and I guess it was so loud because the people who were sitting outside could hear it. All the
other contestants. Everyone.
It was...
The thing was, is like, she was just a really, she's not an actor, first and foremost. So
no,
whatever Uncle Tom got in those genes was not transmitted to her. But like, they were like, oh, look, like, so there's a wall of clues and there was the bench from Forrest Gump. So instead of like playing it off and being like, oh, that could be Tom Hanks or whatever. Like she was like, no, there's no way. No. And like every time someone would bring it up, she would like try to deflect Tom Hanks. Instead of just like rolling, A, being quiet most of the time.
Yeah.
Or B, rolling with the punches.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh my God, who do you think it is? I think it's, look, he looks like Tom Hanks or something like that. Right. Like, I don't know. It was very clear, but there was like an astronaut. So she thought that was like Apollo 13. And then there was from the Forrest Gump bench. There was something from Big or something. They were all pointing out like all these Tom Hanks things. So then she felt as though it was rigged because all of her clues were very obvious, but she didn't know anyone else's clues. She's crazy, by the way.
Yeah, that was wild.
Put her on Summer House. Put her on something. I need to see this one again. But yeah, I haven't watched Mondays yet, but yeah, I watched a lot. I mean, really just sat hunkered down. It was also like 100 and something degrees outside. So I was like, I'm just,
yeah, it was ridiculously hot.
But jumping into hot topics today, quite a bit to cover. We don't have a lot of shows to cover. Atlanta was off this week. Crappy Lake starts this week. New York starts next week. We are off next week. Just a heads up. Demetria is traveling and I'm traveling for work. So we won't be here next week, but we'll just double up with OC and Atlanta the week after with New York and Crappy Lake, which is crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to 4 shows, but we're going to jump into hot topics this week. We are going to do a Bachelorette rundown just to kind of get our thoughts. And then we're going to do Orange County.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So breaking news, supposedly we're going to break this all down, but Kyle and Mauricio People magazine was the first to report that Kyle and Mauricio are separating after 27 years of marriage. Right?
Mm.
Yeah, TMZ picked it up. Page Six picked it up. Like, everyone ran with it.
A so-called separating.
Correct. So now we know, like, Kyle, they then released a statement that said, hey, we've had a rough year, but this is not the case. This is not whatever. I'm shocked because, like, you know, People does not release stuff like that.
No.
And Dave Quinn, who is like the Bravo guy, remember he wrote the Diamonds and Rosé book?
Yes.
That he works for People. He's part of Bravo somehow, whatever his title is. But he was on the article. So I don't understand how like this got out. I don't know. I find it funny though that like the season's wrapped. We wrapped the season in June. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was just going to say it's strange that usually when people report something like this, they have a statement and they can back it up. And so when I read it, it was like, okay, where does this come from? It was really strange because it was like everybody was reporting on it. Everybody's devastated. Everybody is looking, but there wasn't a statement like normally. So then I went on Kyle's page. There was nothing. It's like normally you see it on somewhere where it's like, you know, after 27 years, we're so sad to say this, but nobody had said anything.
Yeah, like an orchestrated.
Yeah. Publicity. So it was kind of like, okay, now this is weird.
Well, and I find it funny that it was like 5 p.m. the night before the 4th of July, right? So like the news would probably be buried or people wouldn't be picking it up the next day as much, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like lesbian rumors, but the first thing I'm not going to do and we're not going to do here is we're not going to like out anybody.
No, no, no.
This poor girl, Morgan Wade, has never discussed her sexuality. She has publicly dated men. I believe she has privately dated women. We don't know, but the gay baiting, the outing people is just like out of control. If you checked any of our comments from this past weekend, I've been commenting on all these posts of like, this is not public knowledge, right? Maybe there's a tattoo, maybe there are rings. I find it very hard to believe that somebody like Kyle Richards, who's been in the spotlight her entire life, more in the last 13 years, obviously, would publicly be putting stuff on Instagram, right? Like, she's not right. A moron.
No, absolutely not.
But then there's some girl who said she dated Morgan Wade. Again, Morgan Wade has never discussed her sexuality. So how are we out here, not us, other morons on Instagram and Twitter, gay baiting these people? It's absurd.
Yeah, no, it is wild and not okay.
And then that dumb bitch, Allison Dubois, decides to like insert herself and says, like, ma'am, you got your 15 minutes 13 years ago. No one asked you to come back and get another 15 minutes of fame. You made some off the cuff remark. And then she's like, mic drop. I knew what I knew. Girl, bye.
Yeah, nobody asked you. You said this a long time ago. And really, to be honest, I mean, for any marriage, we could say this about anything. Anything could happen.
Yeah. For sure. Like, I mean, they were just at Whitney's wedding or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. They were photographed together and as a family. They're in Aspen as a family right now for 4th of July. I don't know.
Yeah, they were photographed together for the 4th of July holiday. You know, and the strange, even stranger part about it is when this all came out, I, of course, went straight to her page to see what she had to say. And she was posting like just this, like soon as like maybe an hour before about other things. So
no, it was her and Faye, and it said we love you on Faye's birthday.
Right. So yes. It was just kind of like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. So then of course this now is rampant news. Everybody's devastated. Everybody has a comment. Everybody has something to say. And then the next day she finally comes out with a statement. And it is not, we're getting a divorce. So now I'm even more confused.
I will say the statement was a little bit what I would like to call word salad.
Yes.
You know, however, we have had a rough year, the most challenging one of our marriage. We both love and respect each other tremendously. There has been no wrongdoing. Although we're in the public eye, we are asked to be able to work through our issues privately. While it may be entertaining to speculate, please do not create false stories to fit a further salacious narrative.
Yeah.
So it didn't say that they weren't separating.
She just said, we are not getting a divorce.
Yeah. Correct.
I mean, hey, 27 years is a long time. Sometimes you need a break.
I mean, here's the thing. When Drew filed, or when Drew and Ralph tried to beat each other to file.
Oh, man.
Right? Like, we heard, like, producers, like, cameras up. There was statements, all that, right? Andy Cohen is not going to miss this opportunity when Kyle Richards is the star of the show, right?
Yeah, like, and he's on vacation.
Yeah, Netflix, Mauricio's getting a second season. He's got a book deal. I mean, I also think that, you know, Diddy said it best, more money, more problems.
Absolutely.
You know, people always want to speculate. They have nothing else to talk about. So they're just going to talk about these two people who didn't ask for this. And they were at dinner. Was it that night or the night before? They were at dinner, photographed, just like having dinner.
Yeah. No, I think that, I mean, it's definitely a wild story. Who knows what the truth is? And really, honestly, like, it's their business. If they're having a hard time, they're having a hard time.
Well, and I like, it was buried. I mean, like, we didn't hear anything more. Like, after that,
no.
Like, oh, we're not talking about this because they denied it.
Nope.
Yeah. Anything else on that?
No, no. We'll just keep an eye on it.
I got news that I don't know if you're going to like.
Probably not.
The whole cast of Jersey is reportedly coming back for season 14, and they're going to start filming in August.
No, thank you.
I mean, duh, first of all. Did you honestly think that Bravo was going to air someone trying to fire a castmate on national television?
Ugh.
No.
Ugh, I know. I just was really hoping that there was a way around this so I didn't have to look at Teresa and Louis' faces ever again.
Well, I think, okay, I have a couple of theories. So the first one is ratings were through the roof, right? Melissa has a following. Teresa has a following. I don't know. There's probably not too many people in the middle. I would say it's pretty polarizing if you feel like that's the case. Mm-hmm. I think that my gut is telling me that Louis is not good for Teresa's image, in the sense of people on Watch What Happens Live, everyone, Jennifer Lawrence, somebody else was on, bunch of like big stars are on saying, oh, I'm team Melissa, I'm team Joe Melissa, I'm team Gorga, right? All that. No one is team Melissa. Everyone is calling Louis a creep. So I think that, like, from the producer's point of view, if I get rid of Joe and Melissa, I'm putting all my cards in Louis's basket. And that's not a basket that I want to be anywhere near.
Absolutely not.
This guy's got failing businesses and lawsuits, and he's completely unhinged. Why would I fire my backup, if that, let's just call them the backup for this instance? I think that Louis has jeopardized Teresa's star in the Bravo universe.
Absolutely. And it's only a matter of time before she's wrapped up in some other scandal and going right back to the slammer.
I would be shocked if he's not in her ear going, we can get a better deal. Let's go here. Let's go here. And like talking her out of leaving the show.
Oh yeah. Something he's going to mess up. He's going to mess up everything for her. I just can feel it.
The last thing we need is more Bo Deedle news.
Bo Deedle's had it with this guy.
But we're hearing Rachel's back. We're hearing Jen Fessler's back as a friend of Jackie's back. I mean, again, from a production point of view, ratings are all that matter. People can run their mouth on Twitter all day long, right? But the ratings are what matter because that's how you get paid from your advertisers. So I didn't see a cash shakeup coming anytime this year anyway.
Great. Just wonderful.
Speaking of giving their reviews, this is interesting to me because so Larsa and Marcus are going strong. It's her 49th birthday. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
She's like Benjamin Button.
Yes. No, she's
I'm not gonna lie to you. They're kind of hot together. Like if they had an OnlyFans together, I'd probably be like, let me see what's going on over there. But Michael Jordan, who rarely says a word.
Right.
And has more money than he'll ever know what to do with. He doesn't really like talk about anybody. So he was leaving a restaurant, I think in France.
Yes.
And they're like, Michael, what do you think about Marcus? Like, do you support this? And he didn't really say anything. And then like, what do you think about Marcus and Larsa? Do you support them? And he's like, nope.
Yeah.
You don't? And he was like, haha, like, and then closed the door of the car.
Yeah. They were like, do you approve?
Nope. Nope.
That was loud enough for everybody to hear.
Which is funny because she was on Tamron Hall saying, oh, we spend.
She's full of shit. He might have brought her for the holiday. That didn't mean that Michael wanted her there.
Kind of like Charlie Sheen leaving that hooker outside of Denise's.
Yeah, he should have. Hey, you're going to have to wait in the car while I go eat this here Christmas dinner.
But why would she go on Tamron Hall and say,
I mean, maybe she was under the impression that it was all good at the time. Like, we all want to hope, like, oh, I seem like they like me, but maybe they just didn't say anything. And Michael Jordan had one too many glasses of wine at dinner and finally let you know, no, I don't.
No, my 32-year-old son is dating my arch nemesis 49
right.
ex-wife.
Like, this is messy as fuck, and I don't want any parts of it.
Insane.
I mean, he's one of those people, like, he doesn't want any mess. He doesn't want any headlines. He doesn't want any shit. And now here you go, dating this lady. Like, this is a problem.
I mean, he wasn't even in air.
No. You're going to be out of the will.
Bye, Market.
Bye, see you later,
sir. Are you ready for my favorite topic that I cannot get enough of?
Oh, you just love it. Go right ahead.
I don't know. I have never cared for Kevin Costner. I mean, I did see Waterworld. It was fantastic.
It was great in The Bodyguard.
Yeah, The Bodyguard, Field of Dreams. I mean, bring it on, Kevin Costner. I don't watch Yellowstone, but, you know, I heard good things.
No.
Okay, so this divorce is trugging along, as we know. The judge has finally upheld the prenup, and Miss Christine Bumgardner needs to be out of the house by July 31st.
You gave it a good run, girl. You gotta go. Pack your shit.
And because he gave her that $1.4 million to leave, now she has to give that back.
Hope you didn't spend it.
Because that wasn't part of the prenup. Now the prenup has been upheld. I mean, he probably won't give it back. He probably won't make her give it back.
I mean, if she was smart, she would have took it and left instead of making a problem, because you could have got yourself a nice place to live.
Yeah. Well, and then she requested, we know, $248,000 a month.
Absurd.
For child support. Well, Kevin has responded with $51,940 a month. Christine says this is completely, quote, completely inappropriate. Does he expect our kids to live well below his means when they're with me, their mother?
Ma'am. You are a greedy bitch.
Ma'am.
Like, $52,000 is what some people make in a year, and you are a greedy, greedy bitch, because your kids can eat just fine on $1,000 for a month. Like, come on.
First of all, this is not housing. This is just child support. I'm sure he's taking care of school. I'm sure he's taking care of his part of things.
And he'll make sure they're not living in squalor.
Maybe her.
Yeah. I mean, if they have to live with her, he's not going to have them like living in the ghetto and shit. Like, what do you mean?
She also filed documents claiming that Kevin spends $240,000 a month on just himself and the kids on his own time.
He makes the money, girl. He can do what he wants.
Yeah. She says that the contrast of the $52,000 to the $240,000 is not expecting her to take care of the kids' actual needs.
This is where I have an issue. Okay. Because I have been a single mother for 23 years, and I would have loved to get $500 a month. And that would have been like a luxury to me.
Yeah.
So you know what it takes to raise a child. Yes, of course. My child did not grow up with a famous parent or living in any kind of luxury. However, you can still provide a very comfortable life for a child, because they do not require much other than food and activities, new shoes, haircuts, you know, dental, medical care, which he will cover that, I'm sure. But now you're being ridiculous. So this pisses me off, because this is what makes it hard for people like me, when you just try to get a little child support and just want some help and you can't even get $200 a month. And she's asking for like the most ridiculous amount of money. I just hate this.
Yeah. Well, he responded with, well, she wants the $248,000 because she spends $100,000 a month on plastic surgery.
What?
For her own cosmetic procedures. Oh, and shopping. Sorry.
Every month she gets cosmetic procedures?
I mean, she probably like Botox and filler, and she probably, you know, just like touch-ups and stuff like that. She probably gets like facials and body things and, you know.
Are you supposed to do that once a month?
I don't know. Not my problem.
No, Botox. Like, are you supposed to space it out?
Yeah, you're allowed to go like every 2 weeks.
Oh.
But yeah, it's supposed to last longer than that. But she probably gets like, oh, like hit right there, like do a little touch-up, you know.
I need to see her face. I need to know if she has any expressions.
She also says that she was under the impression that the child support was going to be used to hire her staff.
Staff to do what?
Assistants, helpers, and schedules, grocery shopping, food prep, cleaning, and cooking.
You do that. That's your job. That's your job. You don't
This bitch is delusional. And
does
I'm
she have a regular job? Like, what do you mean?
She does not. She does not have a regular
job. Then that's your job. If you don't have one, your job is to cook and clean and take care of those kids.
Nope. Nope. She wants $248,000.
That is wild.
I can't.
Oh my God.
I hate her, but I love her at the same time.
I cannot wait. I mean, as this unfolds, I need to know.
Oh, you know, we got a date for Lisa and Lenny.
Oh,
their
really?
Divorce will be settled on July 27th, I believe.
Oh, and I need to know what this interested.
We better get it.
I want to know what, because I am interested.
I know. Okay, two more hot topics. Are you ready?
Yes.
Britney Spears. I can't. I don't even have words. Okay, so Britney Spears is in Las Vegas last night. Mm-hmm. She runs into the new NBA prospect. He's being touted as the new LeBron. Victor
Wembanyama.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So he is in the same hotel as Britney Spears. They're walking towards the same restaurant. Britney Spears claims that she walks up. She knows who he is. Weird. Number one. Why?
Strange. Maybe she's a Spurs fan like me.
I don't think I would. Would you pick him out of a crowd? I mean, granted, he's probably like 72, yes. But
also because I'm a Spurs fan, so I watched the draft hoping that this is what happened for us.
Got it. But like, you would be in Vegas headed to dinner and be like, oh, there's Victor Wembanyama.
Yes. But that's because I follow sports. I don't know if Britney follows sports.
I don't think she follows anything.
I sent you that video. I told you she's starting to freak me out. She looks like a zombie.
So Britney just goes, oh, I want to meet him. So she taps him on the shoulder. His security, let's be clear, it's not his security. It's either NBA security or Spurs security. Probably Spurs security, I imagine.
Yes, because he doesn't have
his own. Yeah, he doesn't have his own security yet.
Right.
The security knocks her in the face. Her glasses fly off. She falls to the ground.
Could you imagine this?
Right. So she files a police report. She says, I tapped his shoulder. Also, she's 5'3", I think. He's 7'1". Well, how tall is he?
Yeah, he's about 7'2".
Okay. So 2 feet difference. I don't think.
She didn't tap his shoulder unless she was standing on top of something.
Yeah. He's claiming she wrapped her arms around me, sir.
No. Now you're getting...
If she got that close to you, sir, then your security's really not doing their job.
But also, between him and the security, none of you knew this was Britney Spears?
Britney Spears. Apparently, witnesses are claiming that she was speaking in a British accent.
Oh, well, that I believe. That I believe. That is not far-fetched.
When I heard that part, I was like, yeah, sounds about right. That's me, Britney Spears.
They're like, God, what the hell is going on here? And she probably had on some crazy outfit, looked like a wild zombie running towards them, spinning in circles.
Yeah, the head of security backhanded her in the face outside of the restaurant, which witnesses corroborate her story. Okay. Witnesses are coming to TMZ and saying, yes, that's what happened. Nobody is claiming that she grabbed him besides Victor.
Now, my issue is this, and I don't, I don't think that anybody should be grabbed, famous or not. If you shouldn't be touched unless it's like you're my friend and is it okay if I give you a hug? But if you have a security, if you're a trained security, if you've done this before, there's many other ways to stop contact. You do not need to backhand any woman in the face. Like, that's excessive and outrageous.
And I mean, let's be real. There's cameras, there's video, there's everything. She doesn't even really get, she's probably like a foot from him.
No.
There's no way she grabbed him. Just be like, hey, that wasn't my security. It was a big mistake. We're going to
Where the hell was her security? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know. Well, and then she says,
needs security.
To be fair, in her defense, she does say, she goes, I'm Britney Spears. I was accosted by 20 people 20 minutes before that.
Right.
She's like, so if anybody knows about this, it's me. So she's like, I literally just tapped him.
Jesus, criminy. This is
as for the slap, his security then backhanded her in the face without looking back and in front of the crowd, nearly knocking me down and causing my glasses to fall off my face. My security team did not hit any of them, so she did have security.
Okay.
As reported, Victor went to reporters and blamed it on her. Sir, sit down. She is 5'3", he is 7'4".
Oh God. I mean, again, security, you should be trained well enough to know you don't need to do that to disarm a small woman.
She did apparently scream in a British accent, "This is fucking America."
Oh my God, damn. Which I don't know. When I'm trying to defend you, don't do these things. Just be quiet.
There is a criminal investigation. Brittany has been interviewed, and the case will be referred to the DA for review. I mean, you can't just haul off and hit people in hotels.
No, it's just wild. I can't.
Anyway, I wasn't going to talk about that today, but you wanted to talk about it, so.
It's because she just, it's always some, like the most unlikely things happen to Britney Spears.
A mess. Okay, are you ready to wrap this up? This is good. This is real good. Sit tight, folks. Get a glass of wine because.
Boy.
Okay, so Keke Palmer, she is America's sweetheart right now. Everybody's obsessed with her. She had a baby with this guy, Darius. He's young though. He's like 28, 29.
Yes.
How old is she?
She's gotta be. Yeah, I would think because she's. Definitely younger than me, obviously.
She's 29. Oh, she's young.
Is she? I thought she was a little older than that.
Yeah, she holds herself very well.
She does.
Okay, so she goes to Vegas. Oh, Vegas again. Here we are. We should Vegas have been is, Vegas this weekend.
I know. Vegas is where it's at.
It's probably like 117 degrees, though.
Also that.
Okay, so she's in Vegas. She has a thong bodysuit on with a sheer dress over it to the floor. It was very cute. It was very well, like, well fitted. Like, I don't think it was slutty at all.
Oh, no, she looked phenomenal.
She looked incredible. She was at Usher's show. They got a little close. Okay, here's what I will say. I will say that I think that it was a little close for comfort.
But he does this all the time.
Okay, fair. But, you know, she's a new mom with a baby daddy.
Sure. Yes, of course.
So if Usher's serenading my woman, I'm going to be a little upset, probably, right?
Sure.
It's like, he's Usher.
Now, I will say, because I've been to the show twice.
And you never got serenaded?
I didn't. I was not sitting close enough to get chose. No, no.
Rude.
But he went. I'm trying to think of who it was. It was a famous couple that went. And he went up, and before he serenaded her, he pointed to the husband and was like, "Is it okay?" Like, gestured, like, "Is it all right with you if I?" And he was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." So then he grabbed her hand and started dancing and serenading her. So he's aware of that. If this dude would have been there with her, he would have probably done that.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Look at that firsthand experience, folks. Yes. On the ground.
Yes, he does do that. If it's a group of girls, he's going in.
Were you last night when Brittany got accosted?
Well, I should have been there because, you know, I know all things Vegas and I could have helped her out.
Okay, so this video goes viral. He's serenading her. They looked they looked a little cozy to me. I'm going to say.
Yes. Yes, I get it.
And I think for someone who's got a man to be rubbing up on Usher, it's a little. Okay. Anyway, so. The baby daddy, Darius something, something, Dalton something, whatever.
Darius Dalton Jackson.
Darius Dalton Jackson. Mm-hmm. He says, he posts on Twitter, "It's the outfit though, ... you a mom."
Mm-hmm.
End tweet.
Okay.
Which immediate backlash, sir.
Yeah.
So my gut tells me there's trouble in paradise.
Yes.
They haven't really been seen together. So anyway, so he posts that. People start dragging him nonstop, right? Like, "You're jealous. What's the problem? She looks great. Leave her alone." Whatever. Right? Mind you, this man is on Instagram with boxer briefs on, no shirt, like he's all out there as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Thirst traps for days. So then he doubles down and says, we live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others. And he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case. Please tell me you did not just double down and insinuate that she doesn't have morals and standards.
Please. Yeah. First of all, I'm just going to say this. Their baby's name is Leotis Andrelton Jackson. So when I first heard this, I was like, what the fuck? Like, did she marry like a freedom rider? That is an old, like 80-year-old civil rights movement name. Maybe it's a family name. I don't really know. But when I heard that, I was like, huh? So I didn't know much about this guy. I think he's trying to be an actor or maybe like an up and coming, but hasn't been in a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely not her celebrity caliber.
No. His brother, however, his older brother, Sarunas Jackson, who I love, is so handsome. He was in Insecure. He's been in a lot of different things. He's, you know, a little more up there. He runs with the in crowd. And this poor guy, they start taking shots at him.
Somebody was like, even your brother's a whore.
Yeah. And he was like, wait a minute. I've been in the house. I haven't had sex. I haven't done anything. Why am I getting shots fired? Like, what did I do?
In the words of NeNe, now why am I in it?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, it's like, well, here we go.
Well, so, Kiki hasn't responded.
No.
But she did post a new picture in the dress and wrote, I wish I had taken more pictures, but we were running late.
Yeah, because she's standing by it and doubling down. Well, I wore this and that is what it is.
Well, and he deleted the tweets. He has now deleted his Instagram, his Twitter. He's deleted all social media, obviously, because you opened your mouth and you inserted your foot.
Yeah, like a dum-dum.
I mean, the you a mom thing and then the morals and standards, I'm just like, I think there's trouble in paradise. He saw her rubbing up on Usher and he wanted to get out a tweet and ruffle her feathers and ruin her night.
Well, you didn't stop the party because she got to rub up on Usher.
Yeah. Lovers and friends. More towards the lovers side.
I will take it.
Let it burn, girl. Let it burn.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, if you're secure in your situation, A, you're with an actress, which means she may have like a whole love scene with someone. It's just a little serenade and dance. Like, okay, she wasn't going to go home with Usher. But
you don't know that.
I mean, I would hope not, because they're both Usher has a spouse and she has a spouse. So
you have another spouse?
Yeah.
Him and Neo need to slow the fuck down.
Usher doesn't stay alone for long. I'm just going to say that. Usher is not going
for sure.
I know. I just love him. Oh, best show ever. I'm telling you. And if you guys have a chance to see it, folks, and you're in Vegas, see it.
I've heard great things.
Oh, it is phenomenal. I'll see it again. I don't care.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Anything else on Hot Topics?
No,
that was a lot, folks.
Well, yeah, it was a lot. But, you know, we needed to have this because we didn't get a lot of TV this week.
No, I mean, we did get. So we're going to recap both episodes of The Bachelor. Nothing super crazy, just kind of like our thoughts. I'm probably not going to continue watching it.
Yeah, I'm on the fence, honestly. We'll get into it, but I'm on the fence.
I think the first limo seemed really good.
Yeah.
Like, we were getting Aaron and Joey and Dutoun. Like, we were getting, like, good guys coming out of the first limo.
There are some good guys in this batch.
But then the second limo rolled up, and it was like, did we stop by the circus and pick up some weirdos? Like, what happened?
Yes. Yes, they did.
That poor man, Spencer. He's got, like, Asperger's or Tourette's, something. That man has... No, not in a bad way. I care. Like, he's so cute.
Oh, my God.
But you can tell there's definitely some sort of tick happening.
Yes.
You know who I kind of have a crush on?
Who? Tell me.
Well, first of all, we'll get there. But the brother's kind of cute.
The brother is cute until he puts that damn get up on.
Yeah, that was terrible. I think I'm getting a gay vibe.
Really?
Yes, he's a theater dentist. So he like goes in like
wait. a theater like, dentist.
Like he's two different jobs. So he like acts in like local community theater. Oh,
got it.
And he's a pediatric dentist.
I was like, how did I miss that he was a theater dentist?
But there's like no women. There's kind of like a questionable gay man on his page quite often who's also in the theater.
Okay.
There's no women. There's no like tagged photos. I don't know. There's a lot. There was like a solo trip to Puerto Vallarta and he was like getting facials and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
I have some questions about him, but he lives in North Carolina. What am I going to do? I don't have time.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay. Why did Xavier try to eat her face with that kiss?
That was gross. I don't like, okay. This is why I have an issue with filming people kiss because it grosses me out. And it very well may be that I look like that when I'm kissing, but I hope not.
I mean, I you got to start slow. You can't open your mouth and you can't encompass her mouth with your whole mouth.
No. This is not.
It's too much. And then, you know, then you got to stop and you got to like wipe off the spit and then she's got to reapply her lip gloss. Like, sir, sir. No. He is that. Oof, let me tell you, Demetria, I will. There are some things that are illegal in 17 states that I would do to Xavier.
You don't got to tell me.
Oh, that man. Okay. Anyway, moving on. I'm sweating now.
Oh,
Brayden got the first impression.
Okay. So that I'm still not. I'm confused. Why? What does she see in him?
Likes the attention.
He's not. I'm not attracted.
No, maybe he's not cute.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I'm not attracted. He's a traveling nurse, so he's educated. That's great. Okay, but when he was out of his suit in like his regular clothes, I was like, okay, maybe if he did his hair different.
He comes off as the word that I can only word that came to mind is slimy.
Yes, like there's nothing about him that I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
Like this is the man. Yeah. No. Also, the earring collection. What's going on?
Okay. Hey, so
how many pairs of earrings did he bring to the show?
I don't know, but I am so perplexed by it. And I feel like everybody should be able to do whatever they want. That's okay. Like your style choices. But this is not like a hoop or like a little stud. These are like feathers and stones and they're hanging and there's
one
crosses,
of them was like you know like the like obsidian or whatever like stone.
Yes,
like the center of it cut out hanging. I was like, oh
yeah, I didn't like it. I was like, what is going on here and why is she not questioning it?
I feel he belongs on like Love Island or like X on the Beach or something.
Yes,
like, this isn't for him.
No, like my first question if we were on a date would be like, what's up with these earrings? I need to know.
My thing is also like, you're not going to find a 24-year-old traveling nurse who wants to be on reality television is going to get married in 6 weeks.
No. Ugh.
I think like, what's his name? Adrian. I think Adrian's like a good match for her, except for the kid.
Well, yes. I mean, you can't say except for the kid.
No, I'm not saying except for the kid, but I think like a 1-year-old is a little soon to be like proposing.
Yes, I do agree with that because that's a lot to take on. It's a small child, like a toddler. But I like, you know, he's handsome to me and he seems like nice and stand up. So, well, I mean, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
He's a little short for me.
I know. I understand that. Michael is one of my favorites.
Michael, the guy who said she's not curvy enough for me.
Well, that's me. I am. If you're looking for that, guess what?
But her brother, that's what was funny. Her brother heard him say that.
I know. And he was just like not reporting the right things.
No, I lived in the South for 10 years. You know what that means? I was like, no, I don't. What does that mean?
No, I don't know. But he like you go back and report. Brayden is bragging about your kissing.
Ugh,
that wasn't. Oh, yeah,
she went back for more. I was like, "Sir, you are 24. That was go away."
That was gross. But it's like that's not what you were supposed to go report. No. You're supposed to tell like the important stuff.
How do we think about that backflip man?
I don't know. She's.
I'm not digging her choices.
I'm not understanding her choices. Like, you, how do you go from Zach, and then that's what you were in the running for, and that's what you claim you wanted, to this? Like, I don't know. I'm just a little bit confused.
Well, and that guy, John, the guy with the fortune cookie, he's like, it's a little bit American, a little bit Chinese, just like me, or whatever.
I like John B a little bit.
I know, but I just don't see, like,
I know, I know, I don't
see with them.
I don't see them, but I like him a little bit myself. For me.
Oh, okay.
You know, in my opinion.
I'm here for Aaron B, obviously.
yes.
Joey, which one? Oh, Joey, little tennis Joey. He's short, like, but Joey. He could probably get it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do. I do like Joey.
Datoon, obviously. He's like a 6'7" Nigerian. Hello.
your dream.
Yeah, like, you just open up a dictionary and there he is. My type. There he is.
There you are.
And then Xavier's also, I will say about these Speedos, they used to like just let it all hang out. Now they're wearing stuff underneath and cuffs. Yeah. And come on, what's happening? If you're gonna
everybody cried about it. Everybody cried about it.
I know, but if you're gonna give it to me, just give it to me. Don't like, oh, let's wear two Speedos and like coverage. Like, just let your balls hang out.
Well, I'm sure that's what you would like, but last time they did that, there was a whole controversy about it.
Well, Yosef, I cannot believe he's like, Yosef's daughter's watching.
Yeah, like.
That was awesome. That was a good line.
That was funny.
Why did Brayden have an issue with age? I think they're just like different ages.
Yeah, but it's like, you can't then there be like, I mean, I feel like I should have got it. I mean, I don't know why you. I mean, I'm just saying, if this was the NBA, like, you can't do that. Just like they could have said that about you getting the first impression, Rose.
Well, and I agree with Adrian. They were like backflips and throwing footballs. Like, this isn't spring break. Like, you're right. Here for a reason. You're not here for bromance.
But we see this. I mean, this is 20 years of Bachelorette. And we see this time and time again where this has turned into, hey, at least if I don't get the girl, I make all these friends and we bro out. Like, that's what it's become.
Well, then he's like, I'm going to leave. I packed my bags already. Well, pack your scarf, earrings, pack your velvet shirt.
Get all 700 pairs of your earrings and go.
You're in trouble if Jesse Palmer, the man who wore jeans and a blazer to the beach, is criticizing your scarf. Like, why don't they just let Jesse be casual?
Seriously, it's so ridiculous. But, oh my God, I was so disappointed that he didn't leave.
Yeah, I was like, you can go.
Yeah, I was excited for it.
I mean, we lost Spencer. We lost Josh, the little... I thought his name was Khalid, but he looked like the Khalid guy or whatever.
Yeah, no, just different.
Yeah, we lost him.
What did you think about the longest kiss contest?
Okay. So I've said this time and time again, and watching these two episodes, and this is where I'm at still 20 years later, is that it's not fresh. It's not new. You know what I was really thinking is when I saw this, is I was watching her and who was her first date? Aaron B.
Mm-hmm.
Watching her and Aaron B. And I was like, I want to see this develop. Like,
yes.
I almost think that there should be way more matching done, right? And then there's five guys. Pick the five strongest connections, and we're going to explore those connections over the next 6 weeks.
Agreed. Because
everyone gets their one-on-ones, everyone gets their story, everyone gets their screen time, and like, I think it would be so much more successful that way than like, let's go play dodgeball. Like, that gave us, like, I guess, entertainment value, but I wasn't even entertained.
No, and I feel like there's constantly every week you're going to see those guys like, I didn't even get to talk to her. Then why are you here?
Yeah.
If you've never even had a conversation, I don't know why you're here.
Oh, let's go to dinner. Oh, there's someone playing. We're going to dance. We're going to kiss on the dance floor. I'm going to give you a rose. It's the same exact fucking blueprint. Yeah. And it's so annoying.
Well, and I don't want to kiss anybody for 4 minutes in front of an audience.
No.
Like,
my clothes will be off in 4 minutes. I don't have that kind of time.
Yes, I don't want to. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even do that with my own spouse. Yeah, I'm not doing that with my own spouse. We don't have 4 minutes to be kissing. I got to go to sleep.
4 minutes and 22 seconds or whatever. 20
I don't have time. I don't want to do that. I'm not 15.
Yeah, I just think that like they should foster what matters versus, I don't know.
No,
I found myself watching, you know, 3 hours of it yesterday, two episodes, but just like, it's the same shit and nothing is changing. Nothing is growing. Like we're in such a different environment than we were 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
And I don't care about JoJo Fletcher wishing me luck. And I definitely don't care about stupid Caitlin Bristow, who didn't even find a man on the goddamn show, who's on a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Giving her input on finding a love.
No. And then she had Rachel and those two, Gabby and Rachel, show up. And it was like, they're back.
I'm not going to lie to you. Gabby, do you follow Gabby on Instagram?
I don't.
She's kind of fantastic on Instagram. And that's the other thing. Seeing her on, like, she's just very, like, quirky and totally herself, and she gives no fucks. But that's not who we got.
No. So,
to me, we're getting this produced person of who they want you to be.
What were your thoughts about Rachel's outfit? You noticed the change in the style.
I didn't even look at it because I was like, oh, Gabby's hair looks cute. And I was like, why is that troll next to Gabby?
Because they're a package deal. everybody knows.
I'm over it.
I know, but they are.
The Bachelorette's like, we get it. It's just like, it didn't work last season. Why would it work this season?
No, they're both Bachelorettes again. They're single.
I can't. It exhausts me. In the words of Leanne Locken, the elastic in my pantyhose is exhausted. You know what I thought about today? I was like, I could rewatch Dallas.
Oh, yes. But it would only make you sad because then you don't get any more.
I feel like, what if we get like a Dallas reboot, like Miami style, in a couple of years? I see it happening.
But I just don't know how and who.
But yeah, I mean, every season it's like two guys at each other's throats. There's a front runner. It's the same shit. I will say the men casting this season is the best it's been probably since Tayshia's season. Tayshia slash the woman we don't discuss.
Correct.
But the last couple seasons have been very rough with men. Katie's season and then the Bachelorette season, the men were terrible. At least we have like some good dudes. They seem like they've got good families and jobs and their personality and like they're attractive. I feel like last season we had to like scrounge the bottom of the barrel to find someone we were attracted to.
True.
Now I'm trying to, you know, run my way through this whole house.
There sure ain't no Avens in this group, but you know, it's all right.
Yeah. Maybe he was a little short for me, but yeah, no, he was your man.
I know, but
where's he at now? You'd follow him on Instagram?
He's hanging with the San Diego crew. All of them moved to San Diego and they all hang together.
Why? What is with is that where all the casting producers live? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know that, but because some of them didn't live there and moved there after Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're watching Bachelorette, let us know. I don't know if I'm going to continue with it. I'm really not that invested.
No. I'm going to watch it just to see how Earring Gate goes down, and then I'm probably going to be up.
Yeah, she's not very... I mean, she's got a personality, but she's not exciting.
No.
I don't... You know what's weird? This is a weird thing to say. I don't know if she's excited to be there.
No, I don't know.
She seems overwhelmed with the whole process.
Yeah. I feel like she was maybe one of those people that got nominated because she was a fan favorite, but wasn't like, ooh, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do this. Her personality, she doesn't have that quirky, bubbly thing. She's just kind of like, oh, there. Like, yeah. If you tell me somebody called me classless, we got a whole conversation to have and a whole problem.
I almost would have loved the brother aspect sticking with it. Or like there's so many ways we can go. Like,
well, you just wanted him to stick around.
I mean, once I looked at his Instagram, I was like, this man might be gay. You know, I love representation on television. I'm here for it, except for that asshole Lance Bass.
Oh, God. Here we go back to the Lance thing.
Well, it's only because I came up this week and someone's like, oh, I was like, my arch nemesis Lance Bass. And they're like, does he know that? I'm like, probably.
Maybe they're friends.
Who?
Her brother in law.
Nima Maya? He is a stage actor in North Carolina.
He's a theater dentist, okay? Lance Bass would go to a theater dentist.
Wait, when I said that, did you think that he was like doing dental work on the theater, on like the actors?
I was like, he's a theater dentist? If anybody would go to a theater dentist, it would be Lance Bass. Ugh,
I hate Lance Bass. Anyway. again, if you're watching Bachelorette, let us know. If you're liking it, maybe Dimitri will give us like little recaps.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on until I
don't know if I'm going to stick with it.
Well, we have a lot of things coming along, so obviously I'm going to do it only as long as I can manage it, but I will definitely keep you updated.
But I will be watching Claim to Fame, that's for sure. That show is top notch.
Yes.
Even with the Jonases, I don't mind Kevin and the little one. I don't know what his name is.
I mean, I'll take Nick.
Frankie. His name is Frankie.
Nick is more my speed.
Oh, you like him short and thick.
I do.
I thought you'd be a Joe girl.
Mm-mm. No, Nick. Because I like more bulk. I don't like the thin slim. I like the bulky.
He's like 5'6". What would you do with that?
I'm 5'5". It don't matter.
You are taller than him. You're made of tall.
He is. And that's a challenging situation sometimes.
We're all the same height laying down, Demetria.
Also true, but also not. Let me just tell you.
Okay, jumping into Orange County, I feel like I'm going to jinx this.
Okay.
I feel like we're in a stride here.
Okay. I mean, it's definitely better. We've definitely ramped up.
I'm convinced that Tamara brought Jen on the show just to drag her.
I think so. I brought you on the show to unfriend.
Like, I don't really have a storyline, so let me bring my friend on and just make her look like the biggest fucking asshole possible.
I didn't really want to be friends with you anymore, so I brought you here to destroy our friendship.
I do think that Gina's going to have a rough season.
Yeah, I love
it. Is it the not drinking?
I think it's the not drinking, but I will say I love her hair. It looks great.
She's very cute. Okay, so Taylor tries to throw Tamara under the bus. Tamara and Heather jet off to the bathroom. They clear things up. Tamara lies. Here's the thing though. I don't think that Tamara was being shady. I think that she was just like being cheeky with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Tamara actually was denigrating Heather's, right? She was like, oh, 1990s, no. 1900s. Like it wasn't. She didn't actually say it like that.
I think it was more so when she was like one episode. Like then it's like, okay, that could be shade, but not when she said the part about the 1900s.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't, I didn't.
Cause it was technically the 1900s. We're now in the 2000s.
Correct.
So technically.
Shannon and Tamara are having fun again. I'm going to need her to stop fucking throwing food. I love me some gummy bears.
I know.
Did I ever tell you the story when I passed out and I woke up with a gummy bear stuck to my back and I ate it?
No, but I would have ate it too.
Totally worth it.
Still good.
It was a green one. You know, it was a strawberry or something?
Yes, it's weird. Uh-huh. I love gummy bears. I also hate to see people throwing food because it's wasteful.
Yeah. First the cake, now the gummy bears. Stop it. Knock it off with your Costco-sized gummy bears.
That irritates me.
Heather Dubrow loves some gossip.
Oh, yes.
She jumped right in there with Shannon and Tamara, and they nicknamed, what's his name? Ryan. Never good Ryan and Jen. We just had a Ryan and Jen.
I know. We did. Yes, we did. Ryan and Jen.
The town whore.
That's rough.
Yeah. Apparently, Ryan walked into Cut Fitness. He said to Tamara's friend, Heather, not Heather Dubrow, I'm going to fuck her.
I feel like that would have come up in our friendship way before if this was your spouse and this had actually happened.
Well, she said that she didn't tell Eddie. She also said like it came from this girl, Heather. So she wasn't sure like if it was misconstrued. I don't know. You would go tell somebody right away?
I mean, I feel like two things. One, you didn't tell Eddie, but you just told Eddie. So now you told everybody and the whole world knows.
Well, she tells him next week on camera anyway. So,
but you know, it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, to me, if you're my friend and you're okay, this is where I was confused. I wasn't sure if he came into the gym and said it and they hadn't dated before. So it was like, whatever. And then he started dating Jen. Then it's like, well, that happened when he wasn't dating her. So it's not really relevant. But if he was actively dating my friend and he said that, yeah, we have a whole problem.
That's a good clarification. I don't know if we got the answer to that. If it was before they were together or not. You know who's not going to tell us is Jen, because her story cannot add up if she tried. She is given so many timelines and stories. I can't even anyway.
I feel like at this point you just have to say like, I don't want to discuss it. Yes, there was cheating. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm not going to give you the timeline. We're not doing a rundown.
Well, and then Jen and Taylor are having like a little powwow, and Jen's dragging Tamara.
Yeah.
This is not great.
No.
This is where Gina kind of steps in. She starts telling Heather, well, are you really shocked? That's how Tamara operates. You know, like I could see her saying stuff. And then Gina goes to Jen and says, well, Tamara said inconsistencies and infidelity and da 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 da. Gina, why would you poke the bear?
Yeah, and it's...
Of all people, Tamara is unhinged.
Yeah, Tamara, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you already know how she moves, so you knew what was going to happen when you did this.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the way Tamara gets down.
Well, I mean, I get the Heather thing. Here's what's weird to me. You ghosted Heather because you said she's fancy and you were doing these non-fancy things. But then you try to reconnect and you immediately open up to her without understanding how close she is to Tamara.
Yeah.
It felt like Gina blew her load too early.
Yeah.
She also didn't have Emily there.
She didn't. And I think that she was trying to, jump in on Heather's thing and be like, okay, well, I'm showing you I'm a good friend. But it really, you're riling her up.
Yeah, but the problem is you went to Heather and you went to Jen. And that right. Both got back to Tamara. So now you look like the one who's talking.
Right. And I feel like the intention with Jen at first was to be like, I'm glad we're connecting because I have this problem with you. And so I'm glad I'm getting to know you because these were my issues and you should have left it at that.
I just, for me, this is weird, but like for her to say, oh, I want to know you as a person and not as like something you did, because I don't agree. I don't know how that works to me.
Well, I guess it's the way she said it. Instead of saying, I don't want to judge you on your action, I want to get to know you for
but you already person. Did
right. And so she's saying like, I did, but I want to correct that is what I was getting from it.
Oh, I took it as like she was still kind of dragging her like, oh, well, you did this, but I'm trying to move past it.
Right. Well, I think she's at the understanding point where it's like she's not going to take accountability and this is not going to be, you know, you're not going to get the answers that you want out of it. So make your peace, address it, and then get to know her or don't.
Yeah. We go overnight camping. Tamara immediately comes for Gina, obviously. Two glasses of champagne in, and she wasn't having it.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't even need any. She's going to come for you regardless.
Gina gets mad at Heather, like, oh, I thought you were my friend. Jen jumps in. Then the dick pic.
That just...
I don't... He airdropped it, but he sent it, but we were on a train, but we were on a plane, and then...
Who sits on a plane and airdrops a dick pic?
I mean, it happened to me one time on a flight, but this guy like...
What?
This guy airdropped a dick pic to like everyone on the plane.
Oh, well, that's... Okay.
Yeah, he was...
But that's what I'm saying. You're running the risk of it going to everybody. So why would you do that on the plane?
No, my thing is like her story didn't add up.
No, it didn't. Oh, I know.
Oh, well,
he
called me. Oh, it was an accident. I wasn't doing well and he wanted to cheer me up. And it was, but you just said you were with him.
But also, what was really disturbing and wild, which I caught on to and was like, girl, doesn't this seem suspicious to you? When she FaceTimed him at bedtime and it was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
I just yelled.
She kept saying, I can't see you. All I see is your white t-shirt. I can't see you. At that point, be like, oh, I want you to see my face. Like, let me turn the light on.
If you are a serial cheater, I am 2,000 miles away and I FaceTime your ass and it is pitch black. You better turn on every motherfucking light in your house and open up the closets. I want to see every door, window, ring camera. I don't give a...
Yes.
Oh, I can barely... And she was like, so she thought it was so cute. I was like, this isn't cute.
I can barely see you. It's so dark. Why? All I can see is your t-shirt a little bit.
That wasn't his t-shirt.
I miss you. Like, girl, do you not? I'm watching it. Like, don't you understand what's happening?
It's like a horror movie when you're like, don't go in there. Don't go in there. Like, you just want to yell at her. You're like,
you're going the wrong way. Yes. That's exactly what it was like.
When I saw that, I was like, oh. And like, it went on for like entirely too long.
Yeah, it did.
I can't. We talk about emotional affairs. Heather says those are worse. Gina storms off. Ma'am, I'm going to need her to start drinking again or something. I don't know what's happening.
I don't think she's gone. I think that was a little too much. And I can say I've been cheated on. I was cheated on in my marriage, before we were married, of course, but I was cheated on in a very long-term relationship. And I have since met people or talked to people who have cheated or been cheaters, and I do not have a visceral, hysterical reaction to that, because that's your life, not mine. I don't condone it. I don't think it's good. I will tell you how it makes people feel. If you ask me, like, hey, this made me feel terrible, and it was rough, and it was awful that happened, but I'm certainly not going to break down in hysterics and then go and call my boyfriend about it.
Well, and I think Heather, like, verbalized that perfectly.
She did. Heather Dubrow is a lot of things, but when it comes down to communicating and getting to the point, like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she was like, hey, it sounds like you're not over it. So
yeah, and hang up the phone.
Also, I wouldn't be over it either. I want to be under Matt.
Ooh, I would be under, over, around.
Sir, call me Britney Spears. You can slap me in the face anytime, Matt. I don't care what it is.
That, I mean, how do you get over that? He is a piece of work. I mean,
Travis ain't going to do it for you.
No, Travis is a nice guy, but...
You went from Nordstrom to Walmart, girl.
You can't cry about it, though, because he's going to cheat. He's going to cheat.
I mean, so when Heather hung up on Travis.
Yeah, it's okay. We're okay.
We're okay. We'll call you back. Gotta go. Not yet. this is what I'm saying. Like, the episode for me flew by. I was having a good time. And then somehow in the midst of all of this, Heather and Gina are in a buggy. Hashing it out. Jen and Tamara are sitting down hashing it out.
Those poor women who are trying to help them cook the food is over there like,
oh my god, they were pissed. They're like, we could eat, they're not gonna notice. We gotta try it, right? We gotta taste. Is it wine time? Can we have some wine?
Yep. Yep.
And then the best part is that while all this is happening, crazy Taylor and Shannon are
oh my god, Shannon's
like, I gotta pee, help me out, I gotta pee, I can't get my belt off. Couldn't get her belt off. So Taylor comes and cuts her fucking jeans open.
Yeah. She's like, give me a knife. She goes, she's like, you're just going to have to piss in your jeans.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, seriously. Because knowing Shannon, she probably has Spanx under those as well.
Three
and
layers of Spanx.
Yeah. So then she's like, okay, hold on. Gets a butcher knife and then cuts the jeans off.
First of all, please don't ever cut my clothing.
No, not unless it's a medical emergency and I have no choice.
Yeah. Just let me make sure I'm unconscious first and then cut my clothing.
Okay. I'll make sure it's not your good clothes.
Because, you know, I love to shop. I love to put together an outfit. This is what I'm here for. I don't need crazy Taylor Armstrong cutting my jeans off of me.
I mean, she let her do it.
But this is why we're back, right? We're in the sense of, like, this can all be taking place, right? There's an all-out brawl happening. There's an emotional Heather rationalization happening. And then Shannon about to piss herself. So. Agreed.
No, you can't get any better than this.
Yeah. Next week, it gets ugly because this is when Jen goes back to Ryan, Tamara goes back to Eddie, and the story starts changing yet again.
Yep.
This isn't going to be good.
Whew. No, it's not. No, it is not, folks.
I mean, I guess what's weird for me is that, like, in a partnership, we've talked about this before about partners and, like, what Jen's not doing is that Jen doesn't, I think she does have his back, but I think she's more smitten with him. So she doesn't want to lose him.
Yeah.
Whereas she's not in public. She's not defending him 110%.
Got it.
Oh, we were on a break. Oh, well, he's a serial cheater. Oh yeah. He's always cheated. Like, don't give them ammo. Like, if this is your partner and this is who you want to be with, when we're in public or we're in the streets, like, we are a united front. Mm-hmm. What happens at home, this is when we can talk about those things. This is where you can chastise me and we can whatever. But when we're in public, there has to be a united front.
I agree.
And I think she's already sowing doubt, but now she's going to go back to him and be like, oh, the women feel this way, but they only feel that way because you've given them too much ammo.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
It's she, this one, she, I will honestly say when we get new housewives like Rachel Fuda, like, right, Danielle, we know they've watched the show. I'm convinced that Jen has not watched the show at all.
No.
She has no idea how this, how everyone operates.
No. Because she's just saying things. And it's like, girl, you should have kept that to yourself.
Yes, for sure. Anything else on Orange County?
Nope, nope. It's getting good and I like it.
Awesome. So we are off next week, just so you know. I know you're going to miss us terribly, but please.
We haven't been off in a long time. I know.
It's been like, I think it was like December, like Christmas time of like, not even this year, maybe last year.
No,
maybe.
Yeah, we've been on a good run.
Yeah. So we are off next week. I have work stuff that I have to do. Dimitri is traveling for basketball.
Yes, I play basketball.
her and Victor Guadamanata.
Yes. I'll be in Vegas facilitating the peace treaty between Victor and Brittany.
19-year-old Victor Guadamanata.
Yes.
He's like that Malala lady or whatever.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so we'll be off next week. We'll be back the week after with a ton of stuff. Y'all, the 16th is Roni. We have made it. These women sound fantastic. I am so ready. I can't wait. And we got Crappy Lake this Sunday. So
yes,
go ahead and watch Crappy Lake. I wonder, are we going to have 3 hours of shows on Sundays then? Atlanta to New York to Crappy Lake?
That's a lot.
I don't know why they wouldn't throw Crappy Lake on a Tuesday or something.
No, this is going to be a long Sunday, especially when you have work in the morning on Monday.
Yeah, crazy. But that is a wrap on episode 143. I want to name it something terrible, but I know Dimitri is not going to let me. So
what are you?
I mean, either like the town whore or I'm going to F her. No, you know.
No, not that.
I know. I'll figure out something. but yeah, like us, rate us, follow us as always. I hope you had a fantastic and safe 4th. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Yes. Everybody enjoy. Have a wonderful weekend. And we'll be back soon.
Bye.
Bye.